6 years ago, a young man who was born on a kitchen table in the backwoods of Lake City, Florida, began his historic journey as the host of an award-deserving podcast. That was in January of 2012. It is now 2018, and that formerly young man continues his quest to not only deserve an award for his show, but to finally win one. For the Spike on the Mike Show.
Did I?
I did.
I said spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to Hump Day. Hump Day. This is the Spike on the Mike Show. I am he. I think I changed the way I suppose I announced that. I need to get more consistent with that. I am he. I am the guy known as the Spike on the Mic, and you are here listening to the Spike on the Mic Show. We are at our awesome setup here at 4215 Hillsborough Avenue, known as Hooters, the place to be, the place where great wings, oysters, and other things that they serve here. So, way to sell it, Spike. This is an award-deserving Spike on the Mic Show on a new day. This is the hump day. We normally broadcast on Wednesday, on Mondays, but now we're going to give Wednesdays a shot, at least until football season, because, ladies and gentlemen, in case you're wondering why, because I shouldn't turn my head from the microphone, because a Buck Player radio show is here on Mondays. And here is Hooters on 4215 Hillsborough Avenue. So they bumped us for a measly Buccaneer. But props to the Bucks, for they won last Sunday. So you've been listening for 2 minutes now. The voice that you tune in to hear is just been me, but let's bring in the rest of the crew, because I can't do this alone, because I'm shy like that. The next sound you're going to hear is the man that put the music in your eardrums. He is the guy we like to call PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who understands that when you're wearing a headset microphone,
right,
you can't turn your head away from the microphone.
But with the microphone in front of my face, if I turn my head, it's
still
it's
in front
there.
Of your face. It's always there in front of your face. It stays there.
Okay, turn your head.
Oh, see, I turned my head.
See?
I turned it. Yeah, but your microphone stays right in front of you all the time.
Oh.
No matter where you go.
Wow. Ho, ho, ho. It's magic.
Isn't it something?
You know.
All right.
So
let's move on.
That's right. You know why we're here?
I suspect.
One reason.
I suspect you think there's a reason.
We're here for one and one reason only. It's the next sound you hear. We like to call him the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
Spike, I'm sticking like a guy who doesn't understand that when you turn your head away from a microphone that you lose your voice.
Insert ta-da.
After all this time.
Insert ta-da. See, PW,
but
that's why we're here.
For the first time, I think that's actually driven home with me to where I'm starting to understand the importance of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But, well, I won't tell you anything more other than I am also sticking like a mama shark.
Oh, that's so nice. Mama shark.
Okay, we're going to talk about that once the rest of the crew is around. Well, the next sound you're going to hear is the man that he knows it all. We like to call him know-it-all or an idiot savant. We like to call him Bill Smuts. Bill Smuts, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like misery to an NFL fan whose team lost week one by 44 points.
Oh, gosh. Did you have to bring that up?
I wasn't saying anyone in particular. I mean, totally hypothetical
situation.
Well,
there's not a lot of teams that lost by 44 points.
It, you mean someone lost by 44?
A team actually
really?
Did?
An actual team actually did.
Oh, no. Then I feel so. I'm sticking like misery to that person.
My Raiders only lost by like 20 or 30. So it would have won 40, right?
It was not 44.
My Bucks only won by like, what, nine?
Eight.
Eight.
Well, since this is football season, we may even get into a little sports vernacular.
Oh, vernacular.
And if I said that right, that means we did it right.
You didn't, but I like it. Vernacular.
Oh, all right. Well, so.
Vernacular.
Keeping it going with this next sound we hear, the lovely and talented. This is another reason that we like to have her on board. She makes the show more
everything.
More professional, more straightforward. She teaches us, shows us how things are done. We like to call her Monica's. Monica's, how you sticking?
I'm sticking my fist up Schmatz's ass.
Oh, my wow. God.
And you got to insert.
Public, no less.
You got to insert, yeah. And he's not supposed to like it.
And I'm twisting it.
Oh.
And.
That fist is so small.
And then
small.
I'm opening my fist. Oh. Completely to an open hand inside right. His asshole.
Revealing wow. The razor blades taped to your fingers.
Wow. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
And then I'm twisting again.
Yes. Oh.
Then I'm slowly pulling it out.
Excuse me?
And then I'm shoving it back
that
in.
That sounds like someone else's job.
And he's not supposed
excuse
to like
me?
It, right?
Yeah.
I don't give a shit if he
so
likes
if he likes it, it's okay?
You better hope he doesn't.
I don't care.
Freak mama.
As long as he bleeds to death.
Yes.
That's all. Mm.
As long as he pays for that comment.
Well, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, what happened
why?
Is...
Are you a fan of a team that didn't lose by 44
not
points?
A fan of you right now.
Oh, man.
Ladies
and
gentlemen...
I didn't know. I just didn't know.
Yeah, you know, that's why we call you the savant.
Yeah.
The first part.
Yeah.
First savant. All right, so, what, ladies and gentlemen, we're yeah. Yes, we're always with a new crew because we moved to Wednesdays. And, you know, scheduling scheduling conflicts always is a problem. So, ooh, my damn.
Oh, it's all right. It's all right. Don't
rain.
Worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that might lose me.
Oh, don't worry about
all right, so,
it.
So
nice rainbow. Look at that.
What's the guy named? Dr. Captain Clark. He uh-huh. Has other assignments he has to do. Uh-huh. And the gas man is also out there changing and solving
what's
the world's
doing?
Problem.
Where's gas man?
He's what? Delivering gas.
I hope he's delivering it to North Carolina.
No.
No.
No?
He's definitely not doing that.
I mean, he's in town
that.
And he's not sitting here. That's
yeah,
bizarre.
That is yeah. True. Well, what happens is, because of scheduling conflicts, we have to, you know, play it by ear, whether the gas can be here or the doctor, the captain, or yeah. The clerk. But, you know, we must press
all three
on.
Of those guys.
Yeah, we must yeah. Press on because that's what we do. We're here.
We press on.
We talk about what? Three things.
Well, we talk about
vernacular.
Things in
the past, the present, and the future.
I like. Did you like the way I mixed the rumbling
yeah,
sound?
Yeah, Mother Nature might affect it. So I want you guys.
Oh, no, that wasn't real. I did that.
I want you guys to be prepared to take over if, for some reason.
Wait, why are you leaving? Host of the show?
He's afraid.
Because yeah.
You're the host of the MoFo show.
You got yeah. That. Yes, and I want to stay alive. That's hosting.
Right. So you want? You don't care if we die?
Yeah.
No.
That's pretty much.
But yeah, you.
Oh,
can,
glad
you,
I showed
you,
up today.
You care if Smosh dies?
Yes, I care if all you efforts
you
die.
Had your hand all up his
rectum. Well, that's what he talks bad about the bills. I'm going to have to, but I don't care. I don't want him to die. I just want him to be in massive pain in his butthole.
Oh, wait a minute. I think those razor blades.
All of your hands might, opening and closing, yeah, yeah. That might contribute
just
to death.
A little asshole pain. He'll be fine.
Okay, well, here's my problem.
All right, you have a problem?
I'm tall.
Asshole
yes,
pain?
Yes, you're tall.
And we don't fool around with lightning.
We're all sitting that job. Ain't nobody taller than anyone else.
Yeah. No. He means it in a special way.
Yeah, I don't deal with lightning. So in the
tall people stand out. What else
yeah,
stands out?
Right.
Yeah.
You never heard a white tree get struck, have you?
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah. Serious. So I mean, I lead
so
with
you
lightning.
Think, let me ask you this:
yes.
You think
yes.
Rain's gonna start? There's gonna be thunder. There's gonna be lightning. It will somehow bend. By
I
the way,
stand
underneath
rain.
The roof
it
and
actually
ignore
could.
All of us. And hit you only.
Oh, okay.
That's what
yeah.
You think's gonna happen.
Well, he doesn't
right
care. I mean, he doesn't care what happens to us. It's just him he's worried about. So.
Yeah.
All right. So hypothetically, if you saw lightning coming,
I see it all the time.
Who
we
would
live
you
in
wish?
Tampa.
Who would you wish it hit? In this, at this table here,
Tom Brady.
Steve.
Oh.
Well, yeah. I mean, he asked this after.
Nobody.
He's asking
quotes.
Monica.
Nobody. Oh, I love that breeze
sorry.
Though. That breeze.
I'm sorry.
Nobody at this table. I want ever the beer. Nobody drinks that. Who cares? I don't want anybody to die. Why do you want someone to die?
Well, you don't have to necessarily die. I mean, you can get special powers.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Then hit me. What kind of special powers do I get?
I think that you could...
Well, I'd be taller at any point in time.
Yeah, well, first of all, taller, and the ability to orgasm at any time just by the thought of it.
What?
Oh,
whoa,
that's
what?
Nice.
I can do that now.
Yeah,
next.
Yeah, like, yeah.
What else you got?
Yeah, serious.
I'm doing it right now.
Don't need lightning for that, do you?
You always wonder why I'm always happy.
I'm just saying.
Oh, it's raining. So now what? What happens now, Spike, for real?
Right. I'm okay with water.
Water.
I'm not okay with lightning. Yeah, at least... One of them, please. Yep. So
you live in Tampa. How do you avoid lightning?
You got equipment out here. Oh, avoid lightning?
You live in Tampa,
you
Florida.
You go in the house. Your parents, they never told you get into bed when it's lightning.
You know what I want? You know what I want?
You want parents?
You know what I want? I'm gonna win. I'm gonna win it. I'm gonna have $1 zillion. I will give you $1 trillion.
Ooh,
to
damn.
Stand in a pool during lightning. What is he doing?
He
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I think he's wearing a thong though.
Or he wants you to take his fist, your fist.
He was. I will.
Okay, so you got right, $1 zillion.
So if Clark was here, he would be telling you that we have sponsors.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here with
Clark?
Our sponsors. Hit it.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
I don't even care about NASCAR anymore.
Yeah, that might not, yeah.
Because we can't get free pickles.
Yeah, no, that was that one over there. Okay, yeah, that one's fine because the rain's coming from that way. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, we're here at our Hooters location, and we're doing here. We're making things happen. We're here to talk to you. You can always give us a call at 813.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Yeah, 813-699-3900.
Nice job, host.
3900. We take phone calls because we are a caller-driven
that
show.
Down.
It's right here in front of me. I just had it.
Yeah.
I had a
problem
little,
reading
a little,
numbers.
Yeah. He was worried about the lightning. Mm.
Oh, are you going to be scared?
All day.
Oh, he's terrified.
Yes.
I don't. It's just rain, though. There's no lightning.
Okay,
the sun,
I'm
there's
good.
Sun. There's sun right there. It's a sun shower.
Sun come out.
It's a sun shower.
Tomorrow.
All right.
Oh,
so in lightning, y'all might lose Spike, okay? Just letting y'all know.
Why do we have to do that one? The breeze felt good.
Dakota.
Yeah.
Now we're in a hot box.
Yeah, really. Taylor, you're right. I'm with you. Well, because the water. Okay, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, what we do, we talk about three things. We talk about the past, the present, and the future.
Yeah,
and what I do
that.
Is I give you guys topics.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I employ the cast, the illegal cast in the shipping containers, to help me out. I need this. And I'm going to ask.
What's happening today?
I'm going to ask the one, the only.
Okay, now we're going
voice
to
voice of reason to change this topic changing. Hit it.
Okay, now we're going to have a new topic. It's going to be either in the past, the present, or the future. Try and guess which one it is.
All right. I like to call this topic, We Can't Have Nothing.
We can't have nothing.
Signed Chick-fil-A. Oh.
Signed Chick-fil-A.
Right. You know, Chick-fil-A, they have this ad about, what, eat more chicken?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're
out there. They spell it like you would.
Right.
Well, that's basically how it sounds also. Eat more chicken. So, you guys know who PETA is?
PETA?
Yeah.
As in bread?
People throw for people and...
Ethical treatment of animals.
And tighten up. Yeah, those people.
Yeah.
Well, PETA's having a little tiff for tat with...
None of this is right. Not anything that you've said right now. PETA? Tiff for tat?
What's it called?
He did say tit.
What's it called? Tiff for tat?
Tit.
Tit for tat.
Oh, as in breasts?
Boobities.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's tit for tat.
For
yes.
tat.
Yeah.
All right.
If you wanted to say tiff for taff, at least then you'd be...
Tiff for taff.
Yeah.
Make more sense.
Sure.
They're having a beef.
Or Tim for Tom.
Are they having a tete-a-tete?
They're having a attaché.
All right.
With Jimmy's famous seafood and shack in Maryland. And guys, I want you to know how y'all feel.
Seafood and shack?
Seafood shack in Maryland.
Oh.
So
okay.
What
here
happened
we,
is,
here we go.
PETA put up this ad about blue crabs. They put up an ad saying that they had a picture of a blue crab, and it has his call says, I am me, as in I am M-E.
Sure, yeah.
Not meat.
Oh, okay.
Trying to say that. If you're a vegan, which they don't eat that kind of stuff,
right.
You can spare a life. PETA is saying that vegans eat food that doesn't contain mercury, lead, arsenic, or PCPs or other numerous
or blue
other,
crabs.
Or other toxics found in food that can harm you. You having a problem with that, Monica?
I think your talking is harming me right now, but
yeah.
Okay.
All right, so
toxic things. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Vegans don't eat toxic stuff.
Yeah.
So they put up a billboard in front of Jimmy's Seafood Famous Shack. Jimmy's Famous Seafood
Shack. You know, you could have toxic potatoes. You could.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
All
right, so.
Fry those bitches up.
So Jimmy put up another billboard right next to them, and it has a picture of a blue crab, and it says, "Why so crabby? Letting others live just might save your life."
No.
I don't understand.
I get it. I understand it.
Save your life. If the crabs live and they're full of toxins, then they will live because...
If you don't eat them.
Yeah, yeah. It'll save my life because I didn't eat them and they're living. Is that what the message is?
Yeah. So...
That's great.
How do you guys feel about...
What's the problem? I don't understand.
What's the next topic?
No. We have to answer
future.
This. We have to answer this.
I would like a future.
So, do you guys agree with Peter being the pain in the ass by doing shit like that?
How are they being a pain? I don't understand what's happening here.
Okay, there's a giant billboard with a blue crab.
Right in front of your restaurant.
And Peter is saying, don't eat the crab.
But does Chick-fil-A even sell?
Crabs.
Crabs? They just sell chicken.
Not,
so
yeah.
I don't understand why there's a beef. Get it?
So you're correlating the topic with the subject.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, the topic is...
My bad.
Yeah, the topic is
totally.
We can't have nothing.
We can't have nothing.
Sign Chick-fil-A.
But Chick-fil-A doesn't serve crabs, so why would it matter if there's a crab billboard?
Right. Chick-fil-A has a billboard. Their promo is eat more chicken, and they have those billboards all over the place,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
So I'm saying Peter bit off on their promo and put up a billboard that says, I am meat, don't eat me. Yeah. Actually, they just said, I am meat. I am me, not meat. You still lost and confused?
Of course, yeah.
I'm just trying to imagine what this rule would be if every cow and every chicken out there was alive.
Oh, God, they'd be everywhere.
I mean, could you imagine at this point?
They reproduce.
Well, no, they'll naturally kill each other off. Like, I mean, not each other, not the
so,
chicken and the,
so
bear,
PETA,
the cows.
So PETA's actually promoting natural killings as opposed
there'd be
to
Big Macs
like nature.
Yeah.
If they yeah.
what's,
weren't,
what's
if,
a natural killing?
In other words, they thin their own herds because, you know, there's enemies of chickens and enemies of cows, right? I mean, not enemies, but something
right.
would happen to
so
them.
So then more wild coyotes and
or whatever they
fox.
Would eat. It's a nature. Listen, those bitches have been here way before our asses. So
who,
they handle their
the
business.
Cows?
All the animals in the world, yeah.
Would
so
you
they
want,
handle their shit before.
Would you why? Want Big Macs roaming around in your front yard?
Dinosaurs?
Now hold the sauce, but yes. No
the
cheese.
McRib, yeah, you would.
Oh, I'll take
so
the McRib all day.
Okay? Oh, pigs yeah. are okay or no?
Let's face facts. The McRib ain't pig at all. It's some sort of manufactured.
Yeah, it's some stuff
who knows what it is. I don't care what it is.
There's pork product.
It's good.
I'll take the byproduct. Byproduct can live on all fours forever.
All right, so question to the legal riffraff in the shipping
sure.
containers and Monica's. Whose side are you on?
I don't
PETA?
Know because I don't understand.
PETA or?
PETA who does what? PETA who put the billboard up or?
PETA put a billboard that said
Chick-fil-A
leave crabs.
That
PETA put up a billboard that says had a blue crab with his claws up giving the peace sign. I mean, that's all they can do is a peace sign, right?
Right,
like,
pretty yeah. much.
They says,
or they could say we're number two.
I am me. Not meat.
And Chick-fil-A side is what?
No, and Jimmy's Famous Seafood Shack put up a billboard right next to it that says, "Why so crabby?"
So Chick-fil-A has nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
No, but
completely.
No. Yeah.
I
lose
quit.
Chick-fil-A.
I'm recusing myself from this whole.
Lose Chick-fil-A.
Why did we talk
the
about
Chick-fil-A? The only person who mentioned it is the guy who brought it up.
I know. I don't understand. I don't. Okay.
It's just like they stole their advertising scheme.
So whose side am I on?
Yes.
The side that
you,
put the billboard up, or the side of people who are pissed at the people
on
the billboard?
You on Peter's side, or are you on
Jimmy's crab shack.
Famous seafood shack?
I do like some seafood, though.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll start with you then, Monica's.
Yeah, I do like some seafood. Where whatever side is about eating some seafood, I'm on that side.
You're on with Jimmy. Voice of reason?
I'd like to see a lot fewer people eat blue crab, lobster, shrimp, any kind of seafood. More for me.
Ah. Oh, I see. Yeah.
I see where you took a turn there.
Yeah. Smuts?
I was recently dating a woman who didn't shave her armpit, so I'm definitely on PETA's side right now.
Oh, there you go.
Wait, I don't understand.
Yeah,
Am I losing it?
That's confusing. Yeah.
That's a temporary thing.
It's the naturalist. You know, they don't necessarily groom.
Well, sometimes a girl doesn't feel like shaving, but that doesn't mean she's
She's Italian.
Yeah.
Oh, Mexican.
Yeah. Or Mexican.
I think I got a 5 o'clock shadow right now from this morning.
Yeah. Ooh. In the face?
No.
all right. PWs.
Oh, I side with Ronald McDonald.
See, what? Oh. See, now I understand why Monica's is confused.
So confused.
So confused. Okay, there's two sides to side with.
You did say Big Mac, though. Didn't someone say Big Mac?
I did say Big Mac.
Okay. You can side with Jimmy, or you can side with Peter.
Eating whatever you want.
It just so happens that Jimmy is the target of PETA today.
Is Jimmy
normally,
cute?
Normally it is the chicken and the beef and everyone else that is the target of PETA.
Right.
Jimmy is just the target here for the story.
It's all right. It's all right.
Right. Okay.
That was just a little flash.
It's the sun is right there. Right there.
I'm taking flash pictures. That's what that is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Just saying. Well, Jimmy, the owner of Jimmy's famous seafood shacks, he fought, but he says, as a small business owner, we felt compelled to defend our history and livelihood from the unprovoked PETA attack.
Unprovoked, yeah. That's when Oprah provokes people.
Unprovoked.
I don't even know. This is why I'm confused.
Yeah, I sympathize with him. I mean, it may be that PETA was put up to it by Ralph's seafood shack across town.
All right, listen.
That's Schmatz flashing.
That is so mean right now. He's like totally freaking you out. Schmatz is freaking you out by taking pictures. Okay, that was real.
Oh, God.
All right.
Say it.
I think
mother.
We're about to lose someone.
No.
That was him.
That's
oh,
just
my God.
Noise.
Spike is really afraid. Aw.
That's just God bowling.
He's not afraid.
Dude, you need to pull that truck over, okay?
He's concerned.
Well, it's a flash.
For you listeners out there, there's lightning going on.
Ain't nobody listening to this crap
anymore.
And
Bill is flashing his camera up also to make it seem
simulating
like it's worse than it really is.
Yeah. All right, so I am going to just I'm gonna try to get back on this.
All right.
I would say future. I would say we move.
Peter is suggesting that crab should be treated with kindness, not with old bait.
Okay. If you can't treat them with kindness, yes, do treat them with Old Bay.
I think it might be about time for us to throw in the best of.
No, there is no best of.
Because you guys, listen, continue to do that, and I know you should punish in private and praise in public. Right. But if y'all continue
to... That is solid advice right there.
If y'all continue to flash with me, I'm going to have to get the stepping.
So that he
I am
it's lightning.
Extra paranoid.
I like flashing during the show.
It's just thunder. There is no lightning. Yes. It's just thunder. And the sun is right there. Just look at the sun.
So how are you going to feel, change the subject, how are you going to feel if Smots gets struck by lightning and I'm sitting right here?
It would
here?
Be awful.
I think if I get struck by lightning, we pretty much all are.
All right, that was real.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. That was real. Yeah. But it's so far away. I'll tell you right now, Spike, I'm facing it, and I saw it. It's so far away. It's nowhere near us.
Yeah.
All right. So
literally right there.
So have we exhausted this topic?
Yeah, that one was far away.
Yeah.
Right, if anybody listen, I got to apologize. This is not my cup of tea at all.
The rain or the subject?
that flash of lightning.
I feel like if you come out with a strong subject that we're all interested in, then
all
we'll talk about it. Until then, we're going to be taking flash pictures and talking about the rain.
You know,
okay, it's probably time to. Oh, but what was the conclusion of the poll?
All right, I'm siding with Jimmy. Right. You siding with
Jimmy?
All right.
I don't think anyone really sides with PETA very often.
Yeah, I'm siding with Jimmy in this case. I like Blue Crab.
All right, Blue Crabs, it is. So, Jimmy.
I had a friend named Peter.
So, Peter can just suck it. All right? Let's go ahead and do topic change of music.
Okay, that was a subject that's in the past and the present. Now we're going to come up with another topic, maybe in the future.
Oh, that couldn't be that far away.
It's okay, Spikers. It's okay. It's all right. We're all right here. I will dive in front of the lightning for you.
Yep.
Oh, you're going to take it? You're going to take the hit?
She would.
But see, here's the thing. I know my cast can just take over at any time.
No.
Not really.
No, we can't.
Who's going to take this nonsense over?
I'm just going to put
you
music
leave,
on.
I leave.
Yeah.
Just give us a topic, and then you can leave.
We can go inside.
I saw the little stage. That's pretty cute. Why don't you broadcast from little Buccaneers
stage
area?
Yeah. Yeah.
They've got, like, balloons and stuff.
Yeah.
You should just get a banner that drops you
balloons.
Down.
We don't get balloons.
Yeah.
That's just thunder. That's all that is noise.
That's it. And it's loud.
It's God bowling. Isn't that what they say?
God bowling. Yes.
All right. The name of this topic is What could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
This entire show. Next topic.
Let's not think about that.
What could go wrong?
You know why this is the most entertaining show of it all? Is because everyone is out there going, when does Spike run? When does Spike run?
Oh, can we set an over-under? Okay, hold on. It is 7:24.
Yeah.
Is he going to make it halfway through the show? 7:31. I'm setting it at 7:31.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be well before that if it does.
Because
by
7:31,
this thing will be moving through.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Okay. Yeah. Pepper, you can read, can't you?
Yeah, I can read.
They can read backwards and it backwards.
Or right. Schmatz could, sure.
This topic is called What Could Go Wrong. I am trying. What Could Go Wrong? All right, so.
Why do you have to name it?
Because
always has names.
We're leading you into a reason for saying this thing here.
You got something against the name?
Yeah. No, it's a great name. Creative.
Right.
There are more than 100 scientists in 18 different countries that contribute to the Kew Royal Botanic Gardens.
Okay. Well,
that was bad.
Ladies and gentlemen.
So far away.
We just lost Spike.
That was bad. That was scary. Yeah.
Which it says
going to lose.
That was so far.
Rarely get the attention.
No, he didn't even get the topic out. He'll probably be back as soon as this storm is over.
That's crazy.
Wow, and he didn't even pour his beer before he left either. More than 100 scientists.
I'm sure he'll pour a beer before he goes.
Apparently, not before
he is able
beer.
To do that. All right.
What was the topic again?
Hold on. By the way, whoever had the under, the way
what
under,
could go
yeah,
wrong?
It was like 2 minutes.
All right, everybody.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
That's fine. I got it.
Yeah. Oh, we really are leaving?
No. All right.
Every day when I come home, you can see that I'm tired. Ooh. Drink 16 cups a day just to stay wired now.
Can't get enough.
I work my fingers to the bone and I can't get no rest.
No rest for the weary.
Everything I try to do always turns out second best.
Ooh, that's why.
It costs a whole lot of money just to stay broke. It's like hell on wheels with broken spokes. Going off the chain, watching piles of cash money.
If you're turning in just now, tuning in just now, Spike has left the studio because of the lightning that's going on right now. We'll be back in a moment.
I saw the judge early this morning. He said, son, didn't I give you your last warning? I said I didn't want to see your face no more.
Okay, right now we're having a little bit of technical difficulty, a little bit of thunder, followed by a little bit of lightning. Apparently, it's close enough that we hear the thunder first, then see the lightning. So we'll continue with some music and hope for the best.
Flat broke.
was one for you, 19 for me. Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Should 5% appear too small? Be thankful I don't take it all. Cause I'm the tax man.
For those of you tuning in and expecting the Spike and the Mike show, Spike is hiding inside the kitchen of the Hooters because he saw lightning. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
I know the people who are facing the hurricane coming up in North. And
she was the best damn anyway. Woman that I've ever seen.
Oh, this sounds like a great song. Let's listen to this.
Turn me no lies, knocking me out with those American thighs. Had me fighting for air, taking more than a share. She told me to come, but I was already there. Cause the walls were shaking, the earth was quaking, my mind was aching, and we weren't faking cause of you. Shook me all night long. Yeah, you shook me all night long. Yeah, yeah. Working double time on the seduction line. She's one of a kind. She's just mine, mine, mine. Wanted no applause, no, just another call. She made a meal out of me and come back for more. Had to cool me down to take another round. I'm back in the ring to take another swing, cause the walls were shaking, the earth was quaking, my mind was aching, and we weren't faking cause of you. Shook me all night long. Yeah, you shook me all night long. Yeah, you shook me. Yeah, you shook me.
Just a moment, we'll be back with the Spike and the Mike show. Spike has come out of the bathroom. He's no longer hiding.
We won't fake it 'cause of you.
Spike, what do you have to say for yourself?
Damn right.
All righty. That was Mike Errico, by the way.
Oh, fantastic. Not James Taylor.
No.
It's fantastic.
He's wonderful.
I want to hear more from him.
Oh, I have tons from him.
Wait, hold on a second. Oh, can we do this again next week?
Hold on a second. Wait, I'm back now.
Oh, I mean, yay, Spike! Yay! I honestly, okay, how long have I known you, Spike? For like 10 years or some sort of nonsense?
Oh, damn, girl, we going on
20s.
No.
Okay.
2004.
We met 8. 4.
Oh, boom. Lightning. I never knew this about you. And I've been with you in the rain. And I never really realized... Yeah. How scared you were. So
it's 2004 to now. How many years is that?
14.
All right.
So, but here's the thing. Now that I know it's a legitimate fear, like a true, honest fear, I'm not going to ever bust your balls about
really?
It. Really? It's scary.
No,
listen, I have
totally wait,
hold on a second.
Bust
you know that I have a weakness? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm not
you
call
recognize
it a weakness.
My weakness?
No, I don't think it's a weakness. I would never
it's
pick on you. No, I would never pick
guy,
on you.
Guy, are you afraid of lightning? Yes. We're talking to one of the patrons of the Hooters right here. He's walking around with his lovely, beautiful.
Maybe
I'm
she's
go
a
ahead, daughter.
Daughter.
Are you afraid of lightning? Just you know.
Or is your daughter?
Of course not.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm the only one.
Yeah, you're the only one.
Okay.
All it's right. Okay. No, listen. I would normally bust your balls to the end of time for this, except that I know it's real. Now that I know it's like a legitimate fear, I would never do that.
Really?
We all have fears. Listen, what's your fear? You have a fear that
I
you
have
don't.
No fears at all.
Yes, you do. There's something.
Mine's helium.
I'm afraid of women.
What do you mean? Like in the balloons?
Yeah, yeah,
like
really.
You don't want to.
Yeah.
I've never put it in my mouth. Yeah. Wait a minute. I've never like sucked the helium out of a balloon and
wait
talked.
A minute.
Never have I ever.
No, my fear my fear
no, I shouldn't get the helium.
Is of the uncontrollable, and what happens is like when you have a balloon, if it lets go, it's gone. You can't get it.
What?
Oh yeah, yeah, I understand.
So if you blow up a balloon and just let it go, it just
no helium balloon.
No, a helium balloon.
It's gone in the air. You're
it's gone.
There's physically no way to get
right
it back.
Right.
I see what you're saying.
So that's my fear. It's not so much balloon, but it's like there was a radio station
loss
that I did
of
stuff
balloon.
Before. And we had a big
you're afraid to lose your balloon.
He's afraid
right.
of the control.
A helium blimp.
So basically helium has control over you and you don't like it.
Yes, but indirectly, because it is the fear of the uncontrollable.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's like standing on the edge of a building or a cliff.
You're right.
And you might step off. You might accidentally let go of the balloon.
Oh, no.
See, I could handle that. It's just that I can handle... I don't love heights, but right. I don't mind them. I've been up to the...
Sears Tower?
I've been up to the Sears Tower, Empire State Building. I've stepped on those. You know,
yeah.
I get that jelly leg, but... But it's
no, I can do heights like that. I can stand on the edge with nothing in front of me. My only thing, caveat is, ain't nobody needs to be behind me.
Your what? Your caveat?
My only thing
You've been on a bridge right there and been pushed off like that
no,
girl did?
No, never. There'll be none of that. No, that's horrible. No, exactly. That's exactly it. I don't want anybody to push me, and so
exactly,
nobody can be behind me.
Oh,
I'll be by myself.
Oh, yeah,
nobody
damn.
Behind me.
But
I'll hang over the cliff, but there can't be anybody else around.
No, I need to be solo.
Let's pretend you're holding a helium balloon, and it comes out of your hand, and what are you going
to do? I don't
care. Bye. It sucks, but bye.
You can't get it back.
But let's say it was a big... $2,000 blimp that said Monica rules, and you carried it around everywhere. It was your like thing, and it was like,
where can I get this balloon?
Well, you just get it made, get them custom made.
And then it left. I mean, it would be sad. It would suck,
it's
and I'd
gone.
Be sad. But I know I'm not scared of that. I mean, it would suck, but I'm not afraid of it. That's not.
Well,
I consider myself a control.
I'm afraid
freak.
Of the loss of it, not necessarily afraid of it.
But you know what about that? Is helium, and maybe this will turn you around. Helium, it will eventually not be helium-y anymore, and it'll fall to the ground. It can't be helium forever. So
sure,
right?
Sure. Oh, it is
could
helium forever.
It'll
element.
Fall to the ground.
It's
so it can
element.
Fall to the ground in Tennessee somewhere, and then that person that says Monica is rules, it'll have my name on it, and they'll send it back to me, and I get it back.
Of course, you're in the Florida Peninsula, and that'll be in the Gulf, and some strangle some manatee or dolphin.
And then the dolphin gets washed up on shore because it's dead, and I get to eat its delicious meat.
Oh,
and that's good stuff.
PETA would be mad
at you. That's the
sorry,
wrong.
PETA.
That's the wrong
hi.
Dolphin. By the way.
I don't know.
Dolphin burgers.
Plus, F a dolphin. I think you know as a Bills fan how I feel about the Dolphins.
Oh well. Oh, I was thinking. So,
what's Miami Mahi Mahi?
So I'm picturing like a
so
5-year old
fear?
Kid.
What's the reason? What's your fear?
Well, I'm still picturing his fear. I'm picturing a 5-year old kid. His grandfather just bought him a balloon. First thing he does is let go of it, and the grandfather cusses him up and down. And
yeah, you can't give. Yeah.
And Schmatz has no memory of this, but still, that fear.
That's
what
go
happened
of
to Schmatz. Was baby Schmatz? Is that what that happened?
Yeah, is that, that's why he has a fear.
I have a very common fear. I'm afraid of women.
I'm sitting right next to you, dude.
I know. I'm trying to be good. And
what are you afraid of women? Yeah, what am I going to do to you right now? What is going to happen?
You might show him a ink or boob or something, and he'll go crazy.
I will assuage your fear right now.
What will you do? Who?
Assuage. Make it less.
Yeah.
I will make your fear less.
That's like
less.
Ass-wipey?
No.
Okay. No.
By telling you, I will absolutely, positively, 100% never show you a boob, ever.
Okay, and you're going to totally leave me alone as far as, like, any physical contact.
Oh, we cheers a little bit earlier. Was that too much?
Oh, the high five thing?
Yeah.
Did I hug you?
No, you didn't.
Okay, and you don't want me to.
I'm just afraid. Okay.
Of what? Yeah, are you going to, like, prematurely ejaculate in your pants?
You think it's going
to
come off?
Oh, that's close to my fear.
Anyway, I think it's a common fear for
young
men to be afraid of women.
Intimidated or afraid? Two totally different things. I think
both of them, he don't want to do it.
You're very charming, and so I don't see how women wouldn't be drawn to you. You're a very charming, likable guy.
Well, that's the thing. And that's just like the guy that pretended to like my bicycle, and we started talking about my bicycle.
Right.
And then he said,
"Did we?
Oh, by the way,
I'm a
minister, and we take contributions."
Yes. And man, you have lovely pants. Can I touch them?
Yeah. Hold on a second. You got to finish that story.
Okay.
So this guy stole your bike?
No, he pretended to be my friend, and then he took my.
Okay.
He wanted me to give him money.
So, Rudy, the problem here is you feel like a woman's going to use you.
What's the answer, though, right there?
It's a trust issue.
You can break this down.
Why didn't you just ask that at the first place since you didn't? Unlucky.
Yeah, do you want money or what? What do you like my bike or do you like this one?
Hi, you're being nice to me. Do you want money?
Yeah, really.
That's horrible.
That's how how women do it.
Schmutz,
no, women don't.
You get arrested for that.
Whatever, you're afraid of helium, nut job.
A woman comes up and says, "Hi, how you doing?" And you say, "Oh, do you want money?"
I never said that.
Yeah.
Oh, what did you say?
I said, "Why didn't you just ask for it in the first place? Since you didn't, forget it."
Oh yeah, to the guy. Oh yeah. No, he asked me if I would like to contribute. I said no, and he said, "Well, you look like the kind of guy that would want to contribute." And I said, "Yeah, I know. That's my problem."
Yeah,
is this a deep, dark?
Things right here. He's afraid of losing control, and he's afraid of he's got trust issues.
You got that out of
totally.
These two crabs?
Oh, yeah.
I got. He's afraid of balloons, and he's afraid of bicycles.
No,
and all of this for free.
Dr.
Thank
Monica.
You, Spike. What a great topic.
PW, what are you afraid of?
I'm afraid of, let's see, how can I put this? Arriving too early.
Oh, arriving.
Yeah, arriving too early.
Oh.
A self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
So now is this something that you have to practice? Like, I always want. Yeah. Guys are so weird. So you have
that makes chromosomes.
Control over that? Like, are you able to control?
I think
you are. Okay, when you come to fruition,
sure.
When you always disappointed in yourself, or are you hoping, are you fine with yourself and you're hoping the girl's not disappointed?
Generally, I just weep.
Wow, so you come early and you cry. That's great. You're a catch, my friend. You are a catch. It's great. It's fantastic.
This was none of the show prep.
Yeah.
None of the show
and that is the
day.
Best part of the show so far.
Yeah.
Only part that you understood. Stan. No. What
you
I'm
know,
saying.
Like,
all this is because Spike is afraid of lightning.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, but I have a legitimate fear.
Oh, sure.
My jank
that's
is,
why
my jank
I would
like my fear isn't legitimate?
I feel like something happened to you earlier
in
your years.
Really, you know.
And you were scarred for life, and it got spread around high school and stuff.
Oh, hell
and
yeah.
You're that guy, and you don't ever go to the reunions, because when you come back, you're that
there's
guy.
There's a guy that got here early.
Yeah. Oh, look at him. He came early again.
Yeah, really. Jeez. Never let it down, huh?
I know.
God. Are you at least
it
clean?
It starts at 7 o'clock. I'm there at 6:30.
Damn. And Lisa just threw you under the bus, didn't she?
Oh, yeah.
When you arrive early, are you clean or are you a mess?
Oh, I'm happy.
I don't understand.
You know, momentarily. Yeah.
Then you cry.
Yeah.
There'll be
and then
no,
I cry.
There'll be no crying.
Yeah.
Oh, my damn. All right. So, y'all, hey, when I had to go momentarily to go check on some things.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. When you were hiding in the
hiding
corner?
Hiding in the bathroom?
Technical difficulty.
Which stall did you hide in?
Did y'all figure out
the big one or the small? Probably the small one,
that
right?
The Pakistani people have a new...
No, we did not talk about any of that. No.
I did. Yeah, and what could go wrong when the Pakistani people had done a study to suggest they could have the fungi.
Does this have a title?
Yeah, it's called...
Schmucks is a fungi.
What could go wrong?
Oh, what could go wrong?
Fungi.
Well, what, first of all, we could not have topic-changing music.
Do, do, do.
Oh, apparently we're changing topics to something about Pakistanis.
All right, so let's just blow through this real quick, right, and I need your guys' opinion on this.
I know.
So there's a study by the Kew Royal Botanic Gardens somewhere
Kew
in Pakistan.
Kew Royal Botanic Gardens somewhere in
Pakistan. They have isolated a fungi that eats the plastics. So they're saying they have they have a fungi that they can put into the waters that will eat all the plastic. You know, because nowadays, the big thing is plastic straws, plastic bottles, plastic da, da, da. So they're saying instead of bottles being in the water or plastic being on the earth for centuries, they have this fungi that can eat it up and biodegrade it in months.
Right.
Now, my question to the
but
legal...
But now the ocean's filled with fungi.
Question to and my question to the illegal riffraff and shipping containers and you guys, how do you feel about them releasing this fungi out into the environment?
I'd rather
start with you.
Well, doesn't water come in plastic bottles? Whoops.
You didn't solve that by going, whoops.
Yes, I did. You know, the fungi is going to dissolve the bottle right in your hand.
No.
It's all going to come around.
This fungi eats plastics.
Right, exactly. And
so if there's water in that plastic, what he's saying is then the bottle's going to disappear and you'll have a handful
of water.
A handful of water, yeah. Thank you.
I understand.
All right, so you agree with them releasing this fungi into the...
No, I don't. Of course not.
All right, Monica's?
How does this fungus among us affect human beings?
They haven't found that out yet. You just say this is a plastic...
I'm not ready to...
Plastic-eating fungus that have fight the waste. You know, a vast amount of fungi in the wild kingdom has taken over, and now...
Until I know exactly how it affects human beings, I'm a no-go for now.
Yeah.
So are you okay with...
But I'll keep an open mind. If we find out eventually that there's no harm, no foul, then let's do this, too, this, but... What?
Oh, no, I saw your headphones flashing, so I'm thinking that was... All right.
You are scared.
All right. Your headphones
flash? What's the reason? How do you feel about this fungi that they're releasing into the water that eats plastic? So they're trying to clean the environment.
Right. I understand. And I think there's a big flotation of tons and tons of plastic off
the
west coast of Hawaii.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Like East
Coast, too?
Yeah, but it's just between California and...
Oh, okay. If they would just release just a little bit of that right in the center of it, in the epicenter of that,
right,
we could get rid of that forever. That would be great.
Well, how do you know it would be just a little bit?
How would it
bit?
Affect the...
Well, I mean, it would probably multiply and
does
take care...
Does it harm the fish?
Take care of everything.
But then wouldn't it eventually wind up in our bottled water and then dissolving the bottles? You know, come on.
Years
from
now.
But not just water, but
now.
Like Gatorade and stuff. And how does it affect the fish? What if the fish are in that water and they get, like...
Yeah.
Sick, and then...
What about plastic fish?
What about they're screwed?
I don't know. I don't know.
Totally screwed.
I'm not sure if it would work or not, but I think we should give it a try.
Right, Smut?
Damn. I'm totally against the discrimination and sexism. Why don't they release a fun girl?
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, really.
I stand strong behind Schmutz.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, she
it's
is
fun
a fun
people,
girl.
Okay? It's fun people. Or it's fun item. It's not a man or a woman.
So I
kind of a fun girl.
I led the topic with what could go wrong. So if they have this fun guy that they can release into the equinox or the water system.
The equinox.
To kill all the plastics out there, I'm thinking it's also going to cause... Maybe people to grow third legs and
absolutely.
And crabs to rebel against.
Will it make me taller?
Being eaten.
It's really all I care about.
Little kids' water pistols won't work anymore because, you know.
You're thinking of the most random. Here's my thing, and I agree with you when you're right.
Yeah.
But these are all little, I don't care about a stupid kid's damn ass motherfucking, what do you call
what?
That?
You don't
shit.
Care about kids and their fingers?
No. I care about in the long run.
Right.
How is this going to affect humanity? Let's not wear it.
You know, if you get rid of the water guns, all they can do is finger bang now.
I know.
Okay, listen, let me see how you guys want to close this up.
Funniest thing Schmucks has ever said and seen, guys. That's it. That's all.
Yes.
The rest will be downhill.
This fun guy they want to introduce into the population. It also feeds on oil spills, toxic chemicals, and sarin nerve gas.
Huh? What?
This fun
what
guy.
Kind of gas?
Sarin gas.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
No.
No, I really legitimately don't.
Could you pronounce it again?
Sarin gas.
Sarin. Yeah. Oh.
Sarin?
Okay, what's the gas? Nerve gas got an adjective in front of it.
Well, sarin's not nerve gas. Sarin is like
it's a horrible thing.
It's terrible, but it's made from like
okay, so what's the name
of, or,
what's the name of the what's the name of the something. Blank nerve gas? Monica, you
sarin
you
is good.
No idea what you're talking about.
No,
right.
Sarin was fine.
Sarin gas, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, if it eats that, then...
did you guys see them? You're taking too long.
I know.
No, then I'm still afraid about the kids' water guns.
Did y'all see the movie I Am Not Robot?
Yeah.
What's the name of the movie with Will Smith?
Yeah.
And
did you guys ever see the movie? What was the name of the movie? I mean, what the actual crap over here?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I am Sam or something.
Yeah, it was a movie with
Sons of Katie Elder.
It was Will Smith, and he was alone with a dog, and he something happened. They introduced this this thing, and it killed the population, and he was killing people.
Yeah. And he was
I am alone or something like that.
I Robot.
No, it's not iRobot. Right.
So y'all didn't see the movie.
Anyway,
clearly.
I think you dreamed it.
Don't even know the name of it. Okay. Well, anyway. That's what I fear. I fear if they introduce this fun girl, fun guy,
it could
have big word repercussions.
Oh, repercussions!
Repercussions.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was talking about with the kids' water guns.
Yeah,
you know, would dissolve them.
But that's
nobody
what I said.
They
I'm worried about long run humanity. F a handgun. Yeah. I need to know what's going to happen 20 years from now. What's the effect? Until I know that, I gotta.
You don't care about care about life.
So you're a no.
I'm a big fat no.
Huh.
All right.
I think it would dissolve dental floss.
Right.
You know.
Okay, I'm gonna make an executive decision. Don't release the fun guy or the girl. It's right now we're not 100% sure what's gonna happen.
That's what I just said.
Yes. You did?
That's exactly what
I am Legend.
Oh my God.
That's the one. That's the
I am Legend.
I am Legend.
You have
never saw it.
Oh God, you
know my nephew actually worked on that movie?
I think you told me that.
Yeah, he did lighting. Yeah.
Oh.
I am Legend, yeah.
All right, time to change the music real quick. Let's do this, Rob.
Oh, wait a minute. I think we should give it a try. I think that's what's wrong with the world. People not willing to try.
I am Legend. Remember that.
I am Legend.
Look it up.
New
watch
topic.
It.
There we go.
All right. Just for sports thing.
Oh, you didn't tell me they were getting a new one.
Because now it's, you need eyes. Because now it's football season.
Oh,
so
yes.
We need to do some football picks real quick.
All right.
What was that?
The wrong show. We don't do this. I turned my head.
Doesn't matter. It's attached.
All right.
Football beats. All I do, I'm just going to ask you, Krabs, to pick a team.
We're picking games?
Pick a game.
Oh, all right.
We want winners and
losers.
I don't give a damn about the point. Just the winner. Who do you think will win this game? Right. First game, we're going to start out with your Tampa Bay Buccaneers against. They're here playing against the Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles. And I'll start with you. Voice of reason.
Tampa Bay is going to kick their butts.
Ooh, good gosh. All right, now, Smots?
You know, I mean, surprisingly, I think the easy answer is the Eagles because they are
so what's your
champions.
Pick?
But I do think that the Bucs will win this one.
All right.
I really do.
PWs?
I'm going with the Bucs also.
Wow. And then the guest of all the most, Monica's?
Beagles.
The Beagles?
You said the Kegels?
Yeah.
The Kegels.
Oh, Eagles. All right. Next thing.
All right.
What did you choose? Mike?
I'm picking the Eagles. I hate the Eagles, but I'm picking the Eagles.
And it was too much momentum. If Shit's Tragic would have been actually average last
Shit's
week, but
tragic.
Still actually won, then it might be a little bit better.
A former Buffalo.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
Of course, I could say that about every team in the league, couldn't I?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
All right, how about this
every
team
winning
here?
Team, because they're gone.
The Dolphins and the J-E-T Jets. Jets. I'll start with you, Smots.
Oh, that's going to be a good one.
I do think that the Jets have momentum, but the Dolphins will win this one.
Where are they? They're
it's
at
in
home.
New York.
It's in New York.
At what time?
1 o'clock.
It matters.
No, okay. All right, who you pick?
Can both teams explode on the field?
Yes.
Boom.
I'm going to pick nobody.
Nobody right, wins a tie?
Let's go
I
with
think
a
it's
tie.
Gonna, I
you
think
had
it's,
a tie.
Oh, let's do tie.
All right, you got a tie.
Oh, that's right.
Tie it is.
Voice of reason.
No, I think Tampa Bay is going to kick their butts.
No, it's Damn. The Dolphins and the Bucks. Yeah, and the Dolphins and the Jets.
I almost spit out my cocktail.
You got 2 minutes.
I never spit.
Jets.
All right. Got to be more careful. All right, then, PWs?
I'm going with the Dolphins.
Dolphins? Well,
yeah. I think the Jets, but got this one. But
I think I'm going with the Jets because they have a tall coach.
Stupid Jets.
All right. Now, how about this one? This would be enlightening. We're going with the somebody Chargers against the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo.
Somebody Chargers.
Somebody Chargers. Somebody Chargers.
Yeah.
PW.
Oh. Against who?
The Buffalo Bills. They're in Buffalo.
Oh, gosh.
They're in Buffalo, and Chargers have to drive all the way across country. Thank you.
All right, because I love Monica, I'm going with Buffalo.
Yeah, I love you, too. You're going with the Bills.
All right, then. All right, then. I'll go with you last, Mons, because I know you're picking.
Buffalo.
B-O-W, and then how about Smiles?
We got to go fast.
I'll take the Chargers minus 43 and a half.
Damn. All right.
Let's go, Buffalo.
I'm picking the Lightning people.
You don't even know what their name is or where they're from. Josh Allen is the star of this one. Josh Allen. Let's do the next one.
Let's go. Go.
All right, the last one we got to do real quick. The Raiders against the Broncos. And I'll start with you, Mon.
Raiders, Broncos.
In Bronco land.
Raiders.
All right.
Come back.
Voice of ours? Voice of reason?
Buffalo Broncos.
All right, Smots.
Give me the horsies.
You Jack Bob. Whatever your name.
I'm going with Raiders.
And then I'm going with the Raiders.
You're going with Gruden.
Yeah, Spike. Hey, listen, we got to do right quick now. I want you guys to thank you and join us. I mean, thank you guys for listening to us. I know it was a tumultuous show. But we got to go around the room and ask, what stuck with you? PW, what stuck with you?
That you are terrified of lightning.
Oh, my damn. And Smots?
What stuck with me is that even when you are terrified, you cannot pass up a beer before you go inside.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he was running, yeah. but he turned back and poured himself a beer.
Yeah. Well, lightning all around us. Let me reach all back right. and grab my beer.
Well, voice of reason, the reason we're here, what stuck with you?
Apparently, I like the tax man. That's weird.
That must have been part of the show I missed. All right. And Monica, listen, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're supposed to say come back anytime.
Come back anytime.
Net job. What stuck with you tonight?
Eric Jericho, I think, has a damn good AC/DC version of Shook Me All Night Long.
Jericho, who is that?
The song, Shook Me All Night Long, that version.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I thought you were talking about the Bee Gees.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Check out the Bee Gees, guys. In 58 seconds, they say, ooh, you an N-word. I'm Spike on the mic, ladies and gentlemen. See you guys next Wednesday. I'm out. 1-2.